What I've found is what happens is they'll try an agenda, and if it gets blocked, then they'll try it again. After all the people that had organized and worked real hard and everything had succeeded in beating them, they'll simply do it when they're all not paying attention. And a couple of years down the track, you'll look around and it's like, hold on a second, what happened to all those parks? How come it's a highway now? You know, they move so quickly and so insidiously. And it occurs to me that we're entrapped in so many different directions. Like, have you ever seen one of those, I don't know, a cartoon airship or something like that? And as it comes into dock, it's got all these ropes all around the airship that are tying it and docking it. And in order to get it to release, you have to cut all the ropes simultaneously, sort of thing. So you think about the banking system, the legal system, the police, the military, the politicians, the media, etc. All of these major control mechanisms, you know, the churches and major institutions of control that are currently in the fold of the New World Order and being used in many systematic ways to coerce all of us into doing exactly what they want. The problem is if you get out of that system, like let's say you're a Gaddafi and you want to start trading in gold dinars for oil, boom, that one country that stands up gets taken out. Or in Iceland, for instance, I heard that they threw all the bankers out, literally threw them out, like walked into parliament with a couple of hundred people and what have you, dragged these scum into the street and just said, look, get out of here, okay? And we're going to hold a lottery election. They put all the names of the buckets, so anybody who wanted to put their hand up to be part of the new government that was being forced, put your name in the bucket and we'll pull it out. And then apparently they got talked back into and forced back into paying off their debt again. So it's just thinking, hold on a second. Not only do you have to free your country simultaneously from all the little threads that are tying it down, but every country has to do it simultaneously. Otherwise, the remaining apparatus of the New World Order will strike back at you in retaliation, and your revolution will be for naught, and they'll just install puppets in all the old institutions and what remains of them again. So, in a way, we have to come up with a global counter-conspiracy, if you know what I mean, that is multifaceted, multi-generational, and multinational. And people have to stop thinking that 9/11 is the one issue for me, or that I'm only going to expose the court system. We need to be thinking more holistically and attacking from a more eclectic perspective, mostly in the forms of defense, because this is our world now, okay? We don't need to go out and conquer territory. We are already here, and we know where we are. We know our surroundings better than the New World Order does. We've lived here our whole lives. The elite haven't, okay? They ain't got any ties to the land. They don't got any ties to any flags. These are our homes, uh-huh. And we're not going to let them take them from us. And the way that this works is similar to the way a cactus protects itself. It covers itself in spines from all directions so that whenever it is attacked, you get a little prick to remind you. And I find this is very similar with individuals. There's always an individual activist or a media reporter or something of that nature for whom one particular conspiracy in their particular country, even in their particular town sometimes, is their main issue, and they know all about it. So if you get all people working in concert but not having a command structure so that they don't need orders to be passed down and bathed in a systemic methodology like the New World Order does, we can act very quickly and be impenetrable, kind of like a phalanx. The idea of the phalanx, as anybody would know in Greek armies, is that you've got a large shield and it's capable of covering your body from the thigh to the neck. And your job is not to actually protect yourself with that shield. It's actually to protect the man to your left from thigh to neck. And so everybody's protecting the person next to him and nobody's able to get touched because any fatal blows that could be done to them can't be. You can't do it. That's the source of the strength. If we're capable of utilizing that ancient military tactic, revamping it, reworking it, and using the weapons of today, we could actually beat these people with a very, very small amount of activists.
Well,
and,
it's good to hear that winning is possible, and that utopia can be here at some time. I, on the other hand, am hedging my bets, Vinny Eastwood. Vinny Eastwood with us today from AmericanFreedomRadio.com. I don't believe in utopia. I think that, if we overthrow this so-called elites and New World Order, the new elites will become, the people that overthrew them will become the new elites, and they'll probably be worse than even the people that they replaced. I think the only thing you can do, man, is to educate yourselves and your children to stand up for freedom, to stand up that freedom is the answer, it doesn't matter what the question is, and that you can only take care of, in some senses, the geographical area in which you live. I'd love it if the whole world got together and we are the world and we cut the strings at once so we don't have cement shoes or anchors taking us to the bottom of the ocean. And you make a lot of sense with your mixed metaphors and your NLP. But but there's no utopia. I'm not kidding myself. I'm not going to kid my audience. I'm not going to tell them that we're going to win. We're going to be the new order. I'm not going to tell them that because this is a generational fight. This is how we got here. We fought against the British elites here in the United States. Yeah. You guys are still having that fight. We took our country back, and then we went to sleep, and then we started working on, you know, growing picket fences, and then we started working on growing our businesses and raising our families, and we took our eye off the ball, and the next thing we know, we're in a technotronic era police state.